So I got to thinking recently after I posted my recent video about antinatalism and population decline that maybe there's something a little more sinister going on. Now, this is just a fun little theory, not the Zapruder film. You don't need to start narrating like a podcast host in a true crime series. Besides, that's my job, right? But I also wouldn't call this conjecture or hyperbole. And it's definitely not some Reddit conspiracy theory where everyone's drinking tap water laced with lizard DNA or something. No, this is something slightly less convoluted, but also something so obvious that we don't really notice it, or at least we don't want to acknowledge, which is usually how the scariest stuff works, right? Sometimes the truth isn't hidden in some deep vault, it's hidden in plain sight. Like calories on a McDonald's menu. Yeah, they're right there. You just try not to look. Anyway, here's the theory. Maybe population decline is coming from an even more disturbing place than we think. What if the story that we're told about a future of abundance, modernization and progress from tech advancements is just a form of propaganda. Now, hear me out. Governments and corporations want us all to believe in endless prosperity. Well, in reality, the toxic effects of the modernization are slowly killing us on purpose. So maybe the real future, the one not advertised, is about quietly reducing the human surplus without firing so much as a single shot. No violence, no mushroom clouds. No jackbooted dystopian army marching in lockstep. Just spreadsheets and policy and nefarious market incentives. An insidious little genocide disguised as progress. And the creepy part is, I think it's already happening. So, in a nutshell, the powers that be, having noticed that technology is actually leading to population decline, are implementing global reforms to expand upon and capitalize on this trend. Now, before you start foaming at the mouth in the comments, I know this sounds slightly out there. It sounds a little out there to me. However, let's just take a look at some of the evidence and acknowledge the story that we've all been sold so far. We all know progress means prosperity for everyone, right? Technology makes life easier. Every big leap forward somehow, allegedly, lifts us all like some benevolent Silicon Valley Moses. A rising tide lifts all boats. So that's the narrative we're fed. It's optimistic and reassuring, but to me it sounds a little Pollyanna. And it's also, in my opinion, probably complete bullshit. Because technology doesn't really lift every boat. it lifts some boats, namely yachts, and everyone else is left more or less drowning in the wake, clinging onto a broken pool noodle and calling that hope. All right. For the bulk of human civilization, larger populations translated to greater productive capacity. People were, have been historically the primary source of prosperity. Consider, you know, agricultural laborers, manufacturing workers, miners, the armed forces, and of course, the tax base that funded governments. The whole system depended on human labor and human consumption. But times, they are a-changing. Because now we've got automation coming in like a tsunami. AI, algorithms that never call in sick, never ask for hazard pay, machines that don't unionize, and of course, never need to rest. And suddenly, humans aren't the engine of the economy anymore. They're the inefficiency. The obsolete carbon-based liability. So us humans, at this stage of the game, are the slow, expensive, emotional bottleneck in a streamlined system designed for speed. So what does any rational and profitable system do? It eliminates inefficiency. And it does this surreptitiously and effectively, of course. Preferably with a fake smile and a sustainability report. So it's really unnecessary to write up plans that openly advocate for eliminating hundreds of millions of people. That would be barbaric, of course. You know, it would be bad PR. So all you really need to do is create an environment where people voluntarily take themselves out of the game. And they thank you for it. That's the elegant part. So now, how do you do that? How do you make a species obsolete without any violence whatsoever? Well, it's a good question. And it turns out it's actually pretty easy. You weaponize convenience. First, you start with the food supply. Make healthy nutrition cost more than rent. Then fill the shelves with addictive, inexpensive, edible landmines, hyper-processed garbage that's scientifically engineered to hijack your dopamine like a slot machine. You know, it's guaranteed to kill you slowly. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but give it a decade or so. And the body count starts adding up. I mean, why build death camps when you've got aisles 7, 8, 9, and 10, for that matter? Every convenience store is a candy-colored euthanasia center. And people are literally lining up to pay for their own slow motion elimination by eating this stuff. And when they get it in bulk, they call it a bargain. Okay, so next, you financialize survival. You privatize healthcare. You turn it from a safety net into a luxury product. And when survival becomes a product, guess what happens when you can't afford it anymore? Naturally, you're gonna meet your end. That's the polite way of saying you die. And the genius of it is that it looks like freedom. It feels like personal responsibility. Can't afford insulin, or needed surgery but went bankrupt instead. Well, that's on you. That's piss poor financial planning, my friend. Darwin loves a bootstrapper. You know, the guillotine used to be a blade, and now it's in the form of a bill. It's sort of like extinction on a payment plan. Death by declined transaction, or something like that. Now, I'm not saying that we have no personal responsibility in these matters. On the contrary, I think we're going to have to take the utmost personal responsibility to drastically change this rather dystopian predicament that we're in. Okay. Continuing on. So, you can't just quietly edit people out of the system without keeping them distracted, right? Because if they're aware that they're being phased out of the system, that could be problematic. So enter the greatest anesthetic ever invented, the attention economy. Now, the average American spends 7 hours a day staring at screens. 7 hours. That's more time than they sleep or spend with their kids. It's more time than they spend making eye contact with other humans without a buffering icon. And what we are doing in those 7 hours, we're inadvertently competing to see who can be the most distracted. We used to build pyramids for the pharaohs, and now we're building engagement metrics for billionaires. It's still slavery, just cleverly hidden in plain sight with better user experience design. I mean, when you really think about it, it's almost genius, really. They didn't just give us bread and circuses. They put the circus right in our pocket and in the palm of our hands. And the bread is either cheap poison or $14 artisanal avocado toast that, of course, somehow still leaves you hungry. So, every argument online, every culture war screaming match is really just a diversion strategy engineered by the elite. It's just two people punching each other inside a digital prison while the zookeeper counts ad revenue. And you think you're fighting for justice, but in reality, you're fighting inside the zoo enclosure while the algorithm decides which monkey gets fed first. And meanwhile, the actual decisions about your lifespan, those are happening in a secret conference room with free fancy snacks you'll never taste. Still think this sounds like dystopian fan fiction? No, well, maybe. I mean, hey, I'm having fun with this in any case. Okay, so let's talk numbers. McKinsey predicts that by 2030, 375 million people, that's roughly the population of the U.S., will need to find new careers. assuming there are any careers left to find. Oxford Economics says 20 million manufacturing jobs are gone by the end of the decade. But hey, white collar jobs are safe, right? Well, actually, no. Turns out AI is already doing legal research, drafting contracts, writing code, diagnosing medical conditions, and probably composing your boss's team appreciation email while you're in a meeting that could have been an email. Oh, and remember when doctors and lawyers told everyone to learn a trade? Guess who's next up on the chopping block? So, Northeastern University's Network Science Institute claims that 73% of the U.S. food supply is ultra-processed crap. 6 in 10 adults have chronic disease, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Life expectancy just dropped for the first time in decades. But fear not, because there's a new iPhone that can measure your blood oxygen levels while you slowly die of something you can't afford to treat. I mean, at least you'll be more aware of the situation, right? The more you know. Now, I'll be frank. I strongly suspect that if any of this is actually true, none of it is by accident. I mean, it may have started by accident, but the rest of it is by design. I mean, look at it this way. When food companies are hiring addiction scientists to make your snacks hit harder than cocaine, and when hospitals become profit centers instead of places to heal, that's not exactly what I would call progress. Sounds to me more like a controlled demolition of human relevance. So let's picture your hypothetical death certificate for a minute under these circumstances. Cause of death: insufficient funds. And here's your hypothetical eulogy. He couldn't afford to live, but his credit score was pretty good. So they're not going to shoot you. They'll just decline your transaction, which means you'll die waiting for an insurance approval that never comes. Or, you know, in the ER after maxing out your card in hospital parking fees. And then you'll probably blame yourself, and you'll sit there spiraling and ruminating, thinking, damn, I should have worked harder. I should have saved more. Even though you were already working 60 plus hours a week and doing the best you could to save money. Now look, cut yourself some slack, because you were never supposed to win. The game was always rigged. All right, so what do we do besides meme our way into oblivion? Now, some people think UBI, Universal Basic Income, is the silver bullet here. Hand everyone a monthly check and call it equality, I guess. And on a certain level, that sounds pretty good. I get it. But let me ask you this. if the same corporations issuing the UBI own the robots, the land, the supply chains, the lobbyists, how free do you really feel? I mean, isn't, you know, this, it isn't really independence. It's just a fancier leash, isn't it? Now, I think a better solution here would be smaller, resilient communities that share resources instead of competing for scraps. Actual share economies. Not hippie communes with drum circles, but real, practical, functional networks where people trade value instead of swiping cards until they choke on interest. And maybe even create, I don't know, maybe even try to create a form of currency, something decentralized, non-government, not controlled by the same people who treat survival like premium, like a premium feature. You know, you can call it crypto or barter or, I don't know, goat-based economics. I don't care. Just something outside their spreadsheet. Because I think the truth is, if you're waiting for the state or some billionaire messiah to save you, as I've said before, I think you're just the punchline in their quarterly earnings report. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm just off my rocker today. And the future really is full of prosperity and healthcare for all and utopian robot butlers who respect boundaries. But if I'm right, we're likely watching the most polite apocalypse in history, the most profitable mass liquidation ever staged. And the best part is that we willingly signed up for it. And, you know, we downloaded the app and we clicked, I agree, fine print be damned. So, welcome to this hypothetical future where I hope you would have kept your receipt. Not that it would really matter. Anyway, that's my crazy out there borderline conspiracy theory thought for the day. Take it with a grain of salt or not. And thanks for watching.